And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. We got a pretty international show, so you might be anywhere in the world, but especially in Boutelier's Point, Nova Scotia, and perhaps East 66th Street in New York City. And wherever else, we're happy to have you here. Folks, you're listening to your community radio station in the beautiful, overcast, 64-degree city of Astoria on the coast, where there are three, count them, three festivals going on right this weekend. So if you're not here yet, you better come on down. We've got the Scandinavian Festival this weekend only, and it's happening already. And we've got the Astoria Music Festival, which runs for a whole week, 2 weeks. You already missed some of it. Three-Leg Torso was terrific last night. And we have the Garlic Festival, in case the food isn't good enough. So you can take your pick. The best part is you can catch it all if you have a bit of energy. And if you listen to KCBB, you'll hear the Astoria Music Festival. For the others, you have to be here. It is time for Arts Live and Local. I'm going to give you a spot of music from my first guests, and then, if we're lucky, you're going to hear them live. Thanks for being here. This is Coast Community Radio. Is just the tiniest taste of the fabulous music of Harold Haugard and Helena Blum. And they are here today with me, along with their compatriot, Mikkel Gru. Close enough. And also in the studio are Lloyd Bowler and Janet Bowler. Lloyd, of course, is a programmer here on Coast Community Radio, and Janet makes things happen. How's that? But today, I want to first introduce you to my guests. Why are they here? Because they came all the way from Denmark for the Scandinavian Festival. Am I right? You're still living in Denmark?
We are, partly. I mean, we travel.
You're on the road a lot.
We travel around 100 days a year. But yes, we do live in Denmark. Yeah.
What part of Denmark are you from?
The middle, Fyn, the island in the middle.
Oh.
So we live close to the coast.
Nice. So you're at home here in Astoria.
Very much.
Good. And Mikaelo, you're also from that area?
I am. I am, but now living in Copenhagen.
Ah, the big city.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So when you travel all over the world, the United States, are you on tour right now? How does it work?
Yes, we are indeed on tour right now. Helene gave out her new album, Dråber af Tid, Droplets of Time, February 1st.
Oh,
and we have been on tour in Germany and in Austria and in Denmark, and now we are here in the States. We did Wisconsin the past week, flew out this morning to the West Coast, and we are so happy to be here, and we're going to be here for 10 days on the West Coast.
Wonderful.
Astoria, Seattle, Olympia, Northern California, Portland, and so on and so on.
Before I forget, do you have a website? So if people are listening somewhere else and say, oh, maybe I can catch them in.
Sure, absolutely. Go for www.heleneblum.dk.
Okay, and the Helene is H-E-L-E-N-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And congratulations to you. That's wonderful.
Thank you very
is
much.
Is that your second album or?
No, it's my sixth album.
Oh, my Lord. Excuse me. You better start sending us more of the music.
We need some more.
That's wonderful. So you two have been playing together for quite a while. Have all three of you played, or is Mikkel a new? Yes, he's shaking his head, yes.
I would say.
Yes. Well, we've never met you before, have we?
I was here.
You've been here.
Some years ago.
Okay, I don't remember. On the radio, though?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, how could I forget? Well,
<That's okay. laughs>
the good news is you're going to be able to hear them live right here on the station. But first, I just wanted to find out, do you have a way of describing your music? How much of it is traditional? You sing in Danish or English?
I do sing in Danish, yeah, a little bit in English. But I think for us, it's pretty important that the music have no borders and we don't box the music. We don't put so many names on it because we started out with pretty traditional folk music, but for us it's important that it's alive and that it speaks to us today, right here and right now.
When you say traditional, are you speaking of traditional Danish music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the dance music, the old songs, the traditional songs. I think we did an old ballet last time we were singing a ballad, a traditional song about a giant and a man and they're having a fight. But today, if we have the time, we would play another brand new song. So it is a mix, yeah.
And do you write the songs?
Yeah, we write songs and compose tunes and so. But it's within the tradition. When I do a new composition, a new tune, it could be a waltz, it could be a jig, it could be a reel or a polka or something like that. So still it refers or it's part of the tradition because that is what we are brought up with.
Nice.
But yeah, music has traditional music has to be renewed and challenged and developed. And that's what we are trying to do our very best.
Excellent. Well, and you do. It's gorgeous stuff. Well, I you know what? Before I let you gift our audience with your music, do you write music as well, Mikael? Are you part of the writing group?
Well, I'm not the main in the main writing group, I would say. But I contributed with at least one tune that we often play.
And when someone writes something, do you then say, okay, I want to hear this from you, and then you make up your own?
I think we bring it into the studio or to our friends, and then we ask them to contribute because it's great musicians and it's wonderful people, and they will add what they have in their suitcase, and then we might do some adjustments along the way and try it out with audience and see where it ends.
There's real folk music. It's alive.
Music is alive.
Alive. So before I ask them to play this new tune, and this is the new song from Helena's album, and she'll tell you a little bit about that, I want to ask Lloyd Bowler to give us a little information, because the reason they're here, besides the fact that we're on the coast and they love it here and we love having
Absolutely.
Them here, is specifically for the Scandinavian Festival. So, hey, Lloyd.
Hey.
So tell us, this is the 50th?
The 50th anniversary celebration is this year.
And feeling pretty old, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, come back in another 50 years for 100th. We'll be real lively then, too.
Real lively.
Yeah,
real
it's
lively.
Still going to keep on going.
Especially
yeah.
the people in this room, I'm sure. So
yeah.
what's happening?
Well, today it's already happening. Doors opened at 2 o'clock, and it's going to close off at 10:30 p.m. tonight. You know, the most important thing tonight, of course, is the Haugard Blum concert. And then the Queen gets coronated
what
after
What time
that.
Is the concert?
The concert is 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And then the Queen gets coronation is at 7 p.m. So it's a short concert tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Too short.
Yeah. Too short. My book, too
but
short.
There'll be more.
Yeah. That's going to be followed by a bonfire, and then there's the Queen's Ball following that. Yep.
Okay. And who's playing for the ball tonight?
That would be the Scandinavian Country Band.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the local bunch, and they're kind of...
Not Sven and that group?
Well, it is Sven and that group, but I don't know if Sven's playing this year.
Okay.
I think he's sort of retired.
Okay. Yeah. And then... All day tomorrow. What time does it open?
Well, all day tomorrow it starts at 7 a.m.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ouch.
You can get up for the midnight sun breakfast if you want at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't partied too late that night before, mm-hmm. I guess 7 a.m. can work for you. And then we do have a troll run at 8:30 a.m. and then the booths open at 9. And they go to 6:30. Yeah. Okay. And we have, we have all sorts of stuff going on. We have the Vikings out there doing their annual... beat up on each other, camp out in the rain or the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We have the
It's going to be sunny tomorrow, actually.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to jinx it.
We got our fingers crossed. Okay. And we have the Midsummer Pole flag.
Good.
Flag raising starts at noon, and then follow the Midsummer Pole is mm-hmm. raised, and then people dance around that and have a good time. And then at 7:30 p.m., it's a special, the arrival ABBA. Tribute band is going to play.
We might have some music from ABBA.
ABBA.
And I just thought how timely, because ABBA means Hebrew. In Hebrew means father. And so that's my tip of the hat to Father's Day.
Yeah.
Although I understand that you folks experience lots of Father's Days. Is that correct?
We do, yeah. Because people celebrate Father's Days on different days. Over the years, so it's quite convenient to travel.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, but if you weren't working, it would be even better. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So ABBA concert is Saturday evening.
It's Saturday
and
evening.
And there are definitely tickets available.
There are still tickets.
How do people get tickets?
Well, they'll buy them out there now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just
come out
to the
festival. They have to go on out there and get them. The rumor was floating around that they're sold out, but that just was the reserve tickets.
There's plenty of tickets available. And here's the deal. This is happening at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And there's a lot of parking available. There's no shuttle, is there?
No.
No. Okay. So you do need carpooling is fine, but there is a lot of parking, not to worry. So.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay.
But, the arrival band is the big concert of the night, but we have Harald and Helena are going to be playing throughout the day on Saturday.
Nice.
And we also have Alotar from Finland. That is a accordion, accordion and fiddle duo. Well, I should say one of them is from Finland, the other is from Minnesota.
Minnesota, but that's, yeah.
And when were they here? About 3 years ago, three, four years ago? Yeah. Really nice sounding group. Very nice sounding group. So,
and there's another. Is that this group too? Is that the same? Okay.
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 And then there will be a dancers' ball at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And another thing, there's going to be a dancers' reunion. So all of the dancers who have been in the Scandi and Nordic Viking dancing groups.
Oh, the performers.
The performers, all the adults and kids. kids who are now adults can get together on Saturday afternoon, and I think at 2 o'clock.
And then what happens on Sunday?
Well, Sunday starts off with the pancake breakfast, and then we have live entertainment from 10 to 4, and there's a non-denominational church service at 11.
Okay. So the idea is that there is a lot of stuff going on, including some fabulous music. And I have to say thank you to Janet Bowler, who has been bringing the entertainment together. She's been doing a splendid job the last few years, as you can tell. Now, thank you, Lloyd, because I'm going to ask you to shift that microphone. And Helena, can you tell us about this song?
Absolutely. It might not always be... we have a great... we love our job, and we have a wonderful life traveling around. In Denmark, it's not always so glamorous to be a folk singer. But I was very lucky in February that one song from my album, my new album, it went as the most played song, number one, some time. So I was very happy about that.
Played on?
It was in the Danish radio.
Holy
and it was
cow.
The popular P5, it's called.
That's fantastic.
It was pretty fantastic.
That's
very
exciting.
So,
double congratulations.
Thank you
very much.
Okay. And the song is called Frihedens Station, the Station of Freedom. And it feels a little bit like coming to the Station of Freedom, coming out here to all this the beautiful place. And it's the fourth time we're going to be at the festival. So,
This is the you probably played it in Wisconsin.
We did, we did.
So but, it's not an American premiere, but it's an Oregon premiere.
It is definitely.
Okay.
And it's about getting on the train when it's coming.
Okay, so we have Helena Bloom, Harald Haugard, and Mikael Gru.
Forsøgte at fortælle mig det. Der var mange ting, som du ikke sagde om alt det du skulle forlade. Livet var bare et tog, der stod parat på perron, da du tog min hånd på Frihedens Station. Tiden gik i stå, da du tog min hånd på Frihedens Station. Nu var vi to, der svævede hen over verden, og alt det vi tænkte og så gennem røgnen derude, ja, det var også det vi skulle få. Så er dine læber siger, jeg elsker dig. Tiden gik i stå, da du tog min hånd på Frihedens Station. Og frem da du blev gammel en dag, verden havde faldet sig i år. Du står med din søn og din datter i hånden og rakte tilbage mod den dag, da du tog min hånd på Frihedens Station. Tiden gik i stå, da du tog min hånd på Frihedens Station. Du svævede over til mig, åbnede døren på klem. Du vaskede om alt dit der ventede os, forsøgte at fortælle mig det. Tiden gik i stå, da du tog min hånd på Fridens station. Tiden gik i stå, da du tog min hånd på Fridens station.
Yeah, that was wonderful. I love it. Well, no wonder it won a prize. It's gorgeous. So you're going to get us an album, that album to the station, so
absolutely.
I can play it on the radio, and maybe Lloyd can too. Part of his bedtime stories. That's fantastic. Beautiful. You all sound wonderful. I'm very much looking forward. You just heard Helena Bloom, Harald Haugard, and Mikael Grue, and they will be playing at the Scandinavian Festival tonight at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow. And the festival website is AstoriaScanFest.com. Astoria Scan Fest. That's ScanFest.com. Check it out. Come on over. It's at the fairgrounds outside of Astoria, 4 miles. Well worth it. And there's lots of good food there, too. Mm-hmm. I always take home some, several different things, actually. Stick some in my freezer to last me all year. Thank you so much for coming in, the three of you. It's wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lloyd, for giving us the rundown. Thank you, Janet, for bringing on the rundown. And we'll see you out there. Looking forward to it. Okay.
Yeah, we do, too.
And I have a little bit of that ABBA or ABBA or however you like to pronounce it. You have your choice. Because the group is coming from Canada. It's called Arrival. And they are an ABBA tribute band at the Scandinavian Festival. Stay tuned for the music festival coming up. The Ukrainians and Russians are on their way in. The Danes are on their way out. Just for now. Coast Community Radio.
Mamma mia.
Yes, siree. For a little surrealism, you just heard ABBA. And this is the real ABBA, whatever that means. And this is a big fat book and four CDs, and it's called Thank You for the Music, A History of ABBA from their first single to their last, and includes a special collector CD, etc. Well, I have to admit that I don't know whether I'm just too old or what, but I never heard the music of ABBA before. But I'm hearing it now, that's for sure. And you can too if you happen to go to the Scandinavian Festival tomorrow evening and catch their act. Now, however, I have a whole nother four more people. This is so fun. I love it. And I can guarantee you that we have some very funny people in the room. I'm not mentioning any names, of course. And Solomia, I have never met you. So you, I'm sure you've been on radio before, though. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
But not on this radio.
Not on this
okay,
one.
Okay. So yes. Solomia is our KMUN radio virgin. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. My parents would be proud.
Well, I hope they're listening. I don't know. So, Carrie Lewis, you all know because Carrie is my hero from the Astoria Music Festival, and he takes care of a lot of the happenings there, and certainly the liaison with Arts Live and Local, and that's what you're listening to right now, by the way. And he is the chamber music director, and he is also a fabulous pianist.
Must be there somewhere.
This is my copy, my book, my
Thanks
beautiful
for looking
book.
It up. I never can remember with what my title is.
David Lee Myers' Blue Sunset on the cover. You get a wonderful takeaway when you go to the Astoria Music Festival. So the other two people whom you all know, I'm sure, are Sergei Antonov, who plays cello, but not... Well, I do see one instrument, but it's a little smaller than a cello. That must be Solomon.
Yes.
Okay. So welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's always fabulous to see you.
It's always good to be here.
And I noticed that in the photo that's in this book, your hair is quite short. And I wondered, I thought, is that because you're conducting music now, so you cut your hair?
Well, now it's longer than in the picture.
Exactly. So now you show up and, no, it's back to... The man I know, so. And Ilya Kasantsov.
Hello.
Whose hair is always long, but you can't see it, tucked away. And so we now have, we could have a full concert right now. We have two fabulous pianists, Ilya and Kari, and then we have the violin with Solomia and the cello with Sergei. The only thing missing... the instruments.
It's the cello.
So, so that makes it a little hard. So tell us, Carrie, why don't you give us an overview the Astoria Music Festival, in case you haven't been listening to the radio and you don't live around here, perhaps you're not aware of what's going on. But this is the 15th annual. It's the 50th Scandinavian Festival, the 15th annual Astoria Music Festival. Opera, symphony, chamber music, film, dance, everything.
It's just about everything, and with some fabulous people from all over the world.
All over the world. So tell us what your main...
Of course, my main function is the chamber music part. And so we always try to figure out something that's going to be fun, a little bit off the wall. And with Sergei's help, we always manage to find stuff that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
Like tonight's program, you've heard of the three Bs?
The three Bs?
You know, Beethoven, Bach, and...
Oh,
and
those Bs. I was thinking of the three bears, but
No, the three Bs. Well, tonight is the three shushes.
Shostakovich?
No, not that Shostakovich. That's a different Shostakovich. This is Schubert and Schumann.
Oh.
And Shervenka.
Who? What is that?
And, you know, there are two Shervenkas, so you did very well to ask which one.
Yes, of course, I knew that.
This is Xavier Shervenka.
Ah,
his brother Philip was also a very good pianist and composer.
I see. I see. Did you know, have you played this music before?
Or? I haven't played it, but I did happen to own the music.
Oh, that was a lucky thing, wasn't
it? Actually, it was.
Which lucky. I think only a couple of people in the world have it.
And how did you come up with this? Or
well, the short story is that the Hermitage Piano Trio happened to come across the Philips Piano Trio, and then I started looking into him and his brother to see what is there for the cello, and found his sonata, and then.
So this was actually written for a cello.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Unlike a lot of the music you play, which has nothing to do with cello, and you make it into cello.
That's true.
Yeah.
But not this one. No. This is originally for cello.
Okay. So what happens? You live in, where do you live now?
New York.
New York. And you're in Boston, Ilya, still?
Yep.
Okay. And where do you live, Salamia?
New Haven, Connecticut.
New Haven. See, they're all really Americans in the current incarnation.
This year.
Okay. So you find this music, you dig up this cello music because you like the composer. Is that why? Or
yes, of course.
Okay.
And it's always fun to, you know, take something unknown and good, genuinely good.
Of course. I would hope so, yeah. And then what do? You send it to Carrie and say what?
Well, we started looking for the parts, and I said, can we do this sonata? Carrie said, yes, we can. I sent him a link to the music online, and he said, well, I have a revised version by the composer.
My wife and I bought used back when we were in school in Vienna in the late 60s.
Oh, for heaven's sake. And oh, my goodness.
So the paper is kind of crinkly now, but... But anyway, it was revised, and so I said, well, are we doing the original or the revised? And he didn't know what I was talking about.
I see.
And it's impossible to find.
So Sergei, isn't it interesting to discover that as you grow older, there are still, your elders are still able to...
Well, Carrie is special. I don't know what else is in his house. Just over there, bought in a used music store, and, you know.
No, that's true, actually. I've never been to his house either, but I sometimes wonder myself. I'm looking at it now, and yes, I see the spelling. Uh-huh.
He's listed in the books as being German and Polish.
Oh, so that's supposed to be a Polish name? Questionable.
Well, it doesn't sound German to me.
No, but it's not weird enough to be Polish. There's too many vowels.
Yeah,
there's an A and two. There's two A's and an E. Polish wouldn't have that many. So it's pronounced Shervenka.
Shervenka.
Shervenka, and his first name is Xavier.
Or Javier, who knows?
X-A-V-E-R, folks, in case you're trying to follow us, because that's pretty amazing. Franz Schubert, known. Robert Schumann, yeah. But then you stuck in this other guy, or somebody stuck in the W guy.
That's not going to be tonight. We did that last night in Portland. That W guy is going to be next Wednesday when we do a whole program of W guys, Wagner.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we're going to do a whole slew of that stuff on Wednesday night.
All Wagner?
Listen, trust me, it's actually not all Wagner, because people like Chabrier and Fauré,
Debussy,
they wrote music making fun of Wagner. Using Wagner's tunes and saying, yeah, see what else? You're laughing.
I'm happy. Somebody was, yeah. Okay. I'm not the musician here, though. I only play the washboard. So, you know.
Well, that's another W name. So Wagner on the washboard.
Maybe I'll bring it with me and play along. So tonight tonight is 7:30 at the Liberty Theater. That's 12th and Commercial, but of course come early, especially if you don't have your tickets, but even if you do, so that we can get you seated and ready for this. So it is, so tonight is Carrie, Salamia, Sergei, and
That's it.
Oh, Portland only. Oh, mm-hmm. man, you really have to read in advance, don't you? Yeah. Ilya, how are you feeling? You're kind of left out, is that right?
Tomorrow.
I have kind of the most important part of this concert because I will be turning pages.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
But tomorrow is his big day.
I know. It's kind of a double whammy, isn't
it? So do you want to ask him about what he's doing tomorrow afternoon?
What are you doing? Wait a minute. Looks like all of you are on tomorrow afternoon. All four of you, huh? Okay. So, Ilya, since you're left out this morning, tonight, tell us about tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, as far as I remember, we're going to be playing a Miskovsky cello sonata. It's a wonderful... Wonderful.
Have you heard any Miaskovsky?
No, Nikolai Miaskovsky, but at least I can pronounce it. It's a little easier than the other guy. tell us about Miaskovsky.
Well, he's a Soviet Russian composer. This sonata is written in 1944, if I'm not mistaken. But it's very light. It's very pleasurable to hear.
Very romantic.
Well,
extremely romantic.
It should be, since this is Sergei's annual happy hour, so you got to keep us happy. tell me, I've never heard that expression used before in terms of a composer. You say Soviet Russian as opposed to just plain Russian.
Well...
Is there a...
No.
Just because of the
just
date?
Said it this
oh,
way.
I have to chip in.
Pardon
me.
Please do, Sylvia.
I think my friend Ilya meant that, you know, Soviet Union was composed of 15 republics.
Correct.
And so quite often in America, people mistaking Soviet Union for Russia, and they think that Russia was this huge, large country, but those were separate republics that were composed into one big... Right. Unfortunate Soviet Union, unfortunate in my opinion. So by Russian, Soviet Russian, I think my colleague meant that he was a Soviet composer, but lived in Russia.
Okay.
Prokofiev was born in Ukraine, so...
We were just talking more about time period.
Okay.
But the Soviet, I mean, it's worth noticing because the Soviet had rules that musicians had to do. They had to write music that followed certain kinds of rules, and it had to be uplifting and so forth. It couldn't be all of this, serious stuff. I mean, it could be serious, but if it was serious, it had to be uplifting in a way that promoted the national culture or whatever.
To glorify the government. Yes. That was the agenda.
Yeah, we're going to have our political lesson after the show. If you would like to join us, folks, come on over, because we have some very strong opinions in this room, including mine, but I'm the host, so I'm not allowed to say anything. I can just make faces, but it's radio, so that works well. And then, Rachmaninoff, four hands, so the two of you. So when the two of you play, who turns pages?
We haven't crossed that bridge yet.
Oh, I see.
Last time I did it.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe I'll do it this time.
Fancy.
Okay. So, and that is just piano for the Rachmaninoff. And the Miaskovsky is cello and piano. And other works... announced from stage. Oh, that's good. I like that. A surprise.
Well, it always happens with the happy hour because, you know, we're trying to get as many people to participate as possible, and then the program is composed last minute.
And people can yell out requests. Oh, wait. No. I don't know about that.
It's happened.
Yes. And we have questions and answers.
Absolutely,
as
always.
So that is 4 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. And by the way, if you would like to check it all out, you can go to the Astoria Music Festival website, and you can get tickets there for everything, too. Or if you're in town, you can just go over to the office, which is on Commercial, and right down the street, actually, from the Liberty Theater. It's between 12th and 14th. So, and then, let's see.
Isn't there something kind of big happening tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes, is... huge. Why don't you tell us about that?
Is it the Beethoven Ninth tomorrow? I'm mixed up as to what comes on what days.
No, it's the Beethoven Ninth, the Ode to Joy, Choral Symphony, Symphony Number 9 in D minor. There's also Paganini tomorrow night with Roberto Cani, a violin. This is all one concert, though. You don't have to come to two. So tomorrow evening. So you guys are off tomorrow evening?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
But Sergei has a big night on Sunday. He's going to play and conduct Rococo.
That's why he's growing his hair long. So that
was back long.
And he washed his hair today, I can tell.
I can see this is introducing a woman to the group. Is Sergei's blushing a little, but he's a redhead, so, you know, it's an easy thing. Okay, so tomorrow night is a huge concert. It is also a tribute. It's a memorial concert for Michael Foster, who helped to make the Liberty what it is today, and who died within the last year, and we still miss him. He was an incredible advocate for the arts. So tomorrow night is the Paganini and then Beethoven's ninth with a whole mess of people. Soprano, Deborah Meyer, Alexis Hamilton, Marco Panuccio, Richard Zeller. These are all the singers. North Coast Chorale. Oh, yeah, that's us. And then the Portland Symphonic Choir, which is coming here to sing. And then the Astoria Music Festival with Keith Clark conducting. And this program is so... there's so much going on with the music festival because on Sunday... I'm looking at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's an afternoon concert.
Yeah, it's 4 p.m. And this is why don't you tell us about Sergei?
Okay, so when we were deciding what am I going to play, I'm going to be playing Tchaikovsky Rococo Variation, which was the first piece.
Could you say that again a little slower, please?
Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations.
Thank you.
Which was the first piece I performed in Astoria.
Oh my goodness, and what year would that have been?
That's the history.
Long time ago.
And so 2017 is exactly 10 years after I won the Tchaikovsky competition, which all made sense to program it. And it's a beautiful piece.
Nice. Okay, so you are... I guess it's being opened with Mikhail Glinka, and then the Tchaikovsky. And then we have Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. And then Philip Glass, Icarus at the Edge of Time, with which is a multimedia production with a narrator, film, and orchestra.
And I've heard it today in the rehearsal. It's beautiful.
I can't wait to hear that. Yeah. I like his music. Not everyone does, but I think this is well worth coming to start off with Sergei's 10th anniversary of his Tchaikovsky Prize, not of being here and not of your birth, obviously. And the exciting part, how long have you been conducting?
A couple of years. I started a couple of years.
How do you feel about conducting versus playing?
Well, it's completely different. It's a huge way that hopefully is going to be with me for the rest of my life. So
nice.
I'm just in the very, very beginning.
Nice. Good for you. Congratulations. That's exciting. Developing a whole new... What about you, Ilya? You're sticking to the piano.
Yes.
Okay. Else are you doing during the festival? What was that? Still learning?
Still learning, yeah.
I remember the first time you came and I said, who are you? Oh, boy. How silly I felt after that. Because he is also a huge presence, an award winner. And if you have an opportunity to sit where you can see the hands of the piano, you can watch Carrie Lewis's hands and Ilya Kazantsev's hands, not necessarily at the same time. That gets a little confusing, but it's mind-blowing, actually. Are you playing another time during the concert? During the festival?
I believe so, I think.
Remember we talked about... you didn't ask me. I'm sorry. I butted in.
I think you'd best butt in because he's... Did you just wake up, by the way? Have you been napping?
Well,
tell the truth.
Not right now, just right now, but...
but you are playing further. Do you want to tell us about it, Gary?
The Wagner program on Wednesday. Oh, and you're playing on Thursday, too. You're doing some Beethoven for the Beethoven and Genes.
Yes, I'm also playing Beethoven. Oh.
With
somebody else who's in the room.
So you're not just changing the pages. Israel Nebaker, who these guys have all bonded quite well. And so this is all festival stuff. Solomia, where did you come from? Because you haven't been here before.
Well, I'm very excited to be here and admiring my colleagues here. Blue eyes on the left, red hair for the left. Anyway.
See what you're missing by radio, folks?
That's why we would like to invite everyone to come and see see the musicians in person.
Absolutely.
Sergei has very long eyelashes. I can guarantee you that.
Did you know you were being observed so closely? This is quite wonderful.
Really?
Ilya never told you that, did he?
So I live in New Haven. I've been in the U.S. for 20 years. I came from Ukraine to study at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and now I teach at the University of Connecticut and Longy School of Music in Boston. And Carrie and I met at Steamboat Springs Festival in Colorado, and we had a very successful run of a Souk piano quartet, which was featured on NPR Performance Today, seven times.
Oh my goodness!
That's my claim to fame.
That's great.
That. Yes, they played it 7 or 8 times on NPR Performance Today,
nice.
And thanks to modern technology and Facebook, we got reconnected, and here I am.
That's great. So,
and it's very sweet to play with Carrie again after all these years.
And that's why I say he's my go-to man for the whole festival, actually, because he always has his tentacles out and knows what's going on.
Like an octopus.
And although he's been fairly quiet at this time because there are so many of us here, he is not quiet. You need to be there when he is emceeing because you will be in stitches. Am I right?
That's true.
However, right now I'm going to have to let these folks leave and get ready for their concert and page turning, and and invite all of you to check out the Astoria Music Festival 15th annual, and it is quite amazing. Goes on for a whole nother week. Next week we'll have more guests on. We'll talk a little bit more about it.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that if you're going to have more stuff about this next week, but I did want to, because they'll probably not be chamber music people, and I got to throw in a plug for next Saturday night, a week from tomorrow, where Sarah Kwok, the concertmaster of Atlanta, how long since I've lived in Atlanta, of Portland, is coming in, and we're going to do a Brahms quartet together. They're going to do a Kodály duo, which is just an absolutely wonderful piece, and we're going to do some Tarina, which smells just like magnolia blossoms.
So they're going to sprinkle it in the air. Meanwhile, we're going to have another terrific concert with Lewis and Kwok.
Yes.
We like to be able to say that around here. So thank you so much for coming
Thanks for having us.
My guests, Carrie Lewis and Solomia. Tell me your last name again.
Ivachiv. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. And Ilya Kazantsev and Sergei Antonov. And I wish you all a fabulous time in Astoria. And I'm looking forward to hearing you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Folks, don't miss. Or if you're too far away, tune in to KCPB tonight. You will be able to hear. That's coastradio.org. KCPB, and you'll be able to hear these folks. Right now, I'm just going to put on a piece of music from Harold and Helena and bring in my last guests. Thanks for being here, Coast Community Radio. Thank you. I just want to remind you that the Coasted Theater is opening Steel Magnolias tonight, and The Adrift has music every night. Good music. So much good music in this area, all over the area, both sides of the river. Columbia River Roadhouse tomorrow night. This is, don't forget, the Northwest Garlic Festival. The Sandcastle Festival, oh gosh, that's also tomorrow. Cannon Beach Gallery has an opening, Landscapes as Perception. We may hear a little bit about that in a minute. Nehalem Bay Winery is celebrating Juneteenth with a reggae festival. If you don't know what Juneteenth is, please look it up. Sand Dune has Redwood Sun, Grandfathered Books. Is featuring Carol Salmon. Sedona Fire Band is at the Hoffman Gardens on Sunday. And the Seaside Brewery is featuring Adams and Costello. And Fort George Bombadil, Shecky and P, Sheck P, are at the Voodoo Room every Wednesday night. There's so much more going on. But right now I want to bring in my last guests. And they're going to tell us what is going on in Cannon Beach, in the arts, Cannon Beach Arts Association. I have Kara Miko, who is the program director, and Megan Sokol, who is the arts education director. How nice. And there's a whole list of things, and we only have a very short time. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay.
This was such a packed show. So I'm going to let you do all the talking. Tell us.
Well, I wanted to thank you for having us on, but I also wanted to introduce to the community our new arts education director, and we also have a new program. So we are offering weekly workshops, and I wanted to get the word out on those workshops.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'll let Megan take over on the workshop side of things.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks, Kara.
Is this your first time on?
This is my first time here. I'm really excited to be here.
Have you been on radio before?
I have not.
Oh, my God. We have a radio virgin in the room.
I am indeed.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not anymore,
you're
not.
And not anymore.
So tell us about this new program.
So we have a new program at the Cannon Beach Arts Association for arts workshops as part of our new arts education program. And I'm really excited about it. We're going to be doing Saturday workshops, and we're starting in right now, June, July, and August.
What kinds of workshops?
We've got all sorts of different things planned. This weekend, we actually have some fun things to go along with a lot of the festivals that you were just listing off. We have an amazing watercolor landscape artist that I'm sure Kara's going to tell us a little bit about. She's our gallery artist that's going to be part of our opening later that evening. And we also have a new artist, Brianna, that we're bringing in. She's going to be doing a drawing waves workshop with us, and she's actually going to take the class down on the beach.
Did you say drawing waves?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Great idea. And what, for example, the next week or one of the other weeks?
Yeah, I can definitely tell you. So for next week, we actually have several different lined up as well. We're going to be doing a plein air artist. She's going to be doing an oil painting class with us. Sharon's a great person that we've invited as part of our CBA community. And she's going to be working outside with some of our class participants.
So how do people get involved in this, and how do they find out about all the offerings?
Definitely. Great question. So I've been guiding people to our website, which is cannonbeacharts.org, and then /workshops is where you'll find all of our listings. And then we do a really great press release as well. We get things out as far as our local newspapers, radio, like we're doing today. Mm-hmm. And we're also about to put out some brochures into the community, which we're really excited about.
So do people, what kind of level that people need to be at in order to take these workshops?
These workshops can be all levels. So we encourage people that are beginners, some people that are intermediate, and we actually have some artists that are working artists in our community in Cannon Beach that come and take part in the classes as well. So it's a really big range. And we welcome everybody. Our classes for right now for the workshops for this new program are 18+. So we're inviting adults. But we also do have a summer art camp program that we do with children starting at... They start at age 3 and they go all the way up to adults.
Nice.
Yes, so we have a good range and we get to work with that preschool age, which is quite fun.
And that's in July?
Yes.
10th?
Yes, so we're doing July 10th through the 14th. That's a 5-day workshop, and we have morning and afternoon classes, and we still have spots left.
Okay, so for both the children's camp and also for the workshops, Do people need to bring their own stuff, or?
Not always. We try to provide the supplies, and if they do need to bring something, then we clearly list that on the class, on the website.
Okay, good, good. Obviously, there is a charge, but we don't give prices here, so you need to go to the website.
As a nonprofit, we try to make it affordable, it's very accessible for everybody.
Right. Well, congratulations. That new workshop every Saturday sounds great, especially at this time of year when you have people coming in.
Absolutely.
And it's like, well, what should we do today? Window shop? No, let's make art.
Come take a class with us.
Yeah,
that's great.
Please.
What else, Kara?
Well, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we're going to be doing an art reception for the Landscapes as Perception show. And it's going to have wine from the Wine Shack. We're going to have food from Manzanita Fresh Earth. Not Manzanita Fresh Foods, Cannon Beach Fresh Foods, same owners. And we're going to have coffee and pastries from the Bald Eagle Coffee Shop. So it's family-friendly, it's free to the public, and you'll get a chance to meet the artists. And
so this is a group show.
It is a group show.
Okay.
We have three artists, two of whom are somewhat local. One is local to Manzanita, and Sidoni is from Portland, but she also has a home here in Cannon Beach. Mm-hmm. Christopher Perry is a glass artist from Portland, and then Scott Wilson's from Manzanita, so a lot of locals will know his work.
He's from Polaris Gallery. He's been here, too.
He's great.
And then I understand there's going to be a talk?
There will be a talk on Sunday, and Sidoni and Christopher will be running that talk.
Okay.
And that's at 11.
Okay, great. Right.
And
so
we should have wine.
That's tomorrow night. and then we got the Summer Arts Camp. Now, what's this about scholarships?
Yeah, so we have a scholarship program. It's an annual high school scholarship program. And we're actually asking the city of Cannon Beach to provide double what we normally provide. We give away about $1,000 every year to local high school students to purchase art supplies or pay for books and things like that.
The Cannon Beach Arts Association does
that? Yeah, we do that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And we're trying to expand that program. So we're asking for donations. We do have a lovely artist, Dorota Haberle, who provides these wonderful, amazing coloring books to our association for free. And then we sell those to pay for some of the scholarships.
And that's on site in the gallery.
It is in the gallery. Yep.
Okay. Well, tell folks where your gallery is.
We are at 1064 South Hemlock Street in Cannon Beach.
Okay. So it's right
Midtown.
There.
Yeah.
It's Midtown on the main drag. You can take the second exit if you're coming from somewhere or just cruise through town
very slowly.
We're very close to the new Pelican Pub, and we're pretty much right across the street from the City Hall, so you can't miss us.
Oh, yeah. It's a lovely gallery.
And I do want to say that the landscape show was actually generously sponsored by the Cannon Beach Hotel.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. And, boy, it's just moving. And, Kara, how long have you been there?
Since February.
Wow. Well, it's
She's
nice.
Doing a great job.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, and it's nice to have two of you
doing
the job.
Yes, I could not do it. Yes, I'm so grateful
there's
that we
so
brought
much.
Megan on.
Yeah, yeah, there's so much happening. Yes. So this is the Cannon Beach Arts Association. And again, the website was?
CannonBeachArts.org.
Okay, that is so easy.
It is.
Okay. Boy, and there's lots more, too, happening, folks. So check it out. And of course, the Sandcastle is tomorrow, too. So traffic could be a little crazy. I don't know if it still is when I used to go back in the day. So go early, get rid of your car, and then just enjoy the day.
Yeah.
And catch some of the action.
Come on by and stop at our gallery.
Yeah, the sun should be out.
I know, that's what they're saying. So thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on your jobs and also on doing so much for our community. Because it is all one community, obviously.
Likewise.
Yeah, thank you to you as well.
And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Stay tuned, folks, and stay artful.